In 1950, Chuck Cooper became the first African-American player drafted by an NBA team when he was selected by the Boston Celtics. The Pittsburgh native was already a star player for the Duquesne University Dukes, scoring more than 1,000 points during his college career. Now Cooper has been selected as a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2019. For the Confluence 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley spoke with Cooper's son, Chuck Cooper III.
Chuck, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you, Katie.
What was your reaction to the news that your father was going to be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Just pure elation and joy. It just really means the world to me, my family, and all the supporters of my father's legacy, that his contributions to the great game of basketball are being recognized at the highest level.
Growing up, did you have a sense of what your father had accomplished? How did he talk to you about breaking this color barrier?
You know, I was aware, but he was a very modest person, so he didn't talk about it much. But, you know, I guess I was, it was brought to my attention whenever we would go out in public together. You know, I always enjoyed hanging with my dad. I was his only son and had three sisters. And a trip to the store would take, you know, a trip to the store to get a loaf of bread would take 30 minutes to get out of the store because, you know, so many people would come up to him and talk to him. And he was somebody who always really loved people, and he would always take time to talk with them. So it was just the attention that he got outside of the house that as a young person, I began to know that there was something special about him.
So former Boston Celtics owner Walter Brown famously said of your father that he didn't care if he was striped, plaid, or polka dot, but that Cooper was the most talented player in the draft. How do you think your father helping break that color barrier has contributed to the NBA today?
My father, Earl Lloyd, Jackie Robinson, and the early African-American pioneers felt a great sense of responsibility. They didn't want to do anything that would mess up opportunity for others to follow. So to know that he accomplished that he had a successful career on and off the court, you know, he got his master's degree after the NBA. I think he set a great example for all those to come and follow in his footsteps.
After his basketball career ended, Chuck Cooper continued to fight for equality by leading anti-poverty organizations in Pittsburgh and advocating for the education of young Black students by serving on the city's school board. Then later, he was the first African-American to lead any city department when he was appointed head of Parks and Recreation in 1970. Having already accomplished so much during his basketball career, he could have just stepped away, could have retired. But why do you think it was so important for him to pursue this next path?
Well, you know, he came from great parents. Both his parents were formally educated at a time when most African-Americans were not. So they really instilled the importance of, you know, giving back to the community and community service. But, you know, he was just somebody that was caring and compassionate about other people and, you know, really wanted to do what he could to make a difference for those underserved populations.
The Chuck Cooper Foundation has provided scholarships to dozens of students. Duquesne University is naming its new field house after Cooper and retired his number. And of course, he's received honors from multiple NBA teams over the years. What do you think it is about your father's story that people continue to identify with?
I think whenever you're a trailblazer and you're the first to do something and people recognize that, you know, it took great dedication and a sacrifice to get there and to be successful at that level. And we're just so happy that our legacy partners like the NBA, the Boston Celtics and the Duquesne University continue to help us keep my father's name alive. You know, to have an opportunity to honor an extraordinary legacy and provide a teachable moment in basketball history is a beautiful thing. You know, just like the world knows about Jackie Robinson of Major League Baseball, you know, it should also know about Charles Chuck Cooper of the National Basketball Association.